Happy Mother's Day. There's something heavy in the air this morning, and has nothing to do with COVID-19. As a way of reminder, pandemics don't excuse the gift-giving of this day, so hopefully you have a good one. Hopefully, too, you avoid a post-present quote like this one. Quote, "A printed card means nothing except that you are too lazy to write to the woman who has done more for you than anyone in the world. And candy, you take a box to mother and then eat most of it yourself." The speaker of those words, well, of course, it's the creator of the holiday itself, Anna Jarvis, a never-married West Virginian who got the second Sunday in May on her state's calendar in 1908, and on the rest of ours 6 years later. For all her apparent success, a Sunday school prayer by her mother making it all the way to the desk of President Woodrow Wilson, by the time Jarvis neared death in 1948, she saw something of a Frankenstein of her own creating, giving us that peppery quote that I just mentioned, and even penning a petition to eliminate the holiday altogether. What began simply and sentimentally, Jarvis encouraged the donning of a white carnation on this day, quote, to symbolize the truth, purity, and broad charity of mother love, its fragrance, her memory, and her prayers, the flower not dropping its petals, but hugging them to its heart as it dies. This had morphed into something more cloying and commercialized. In fact, it's said that as Jarvis began her late-in-life anti-Mother's Day movement, she was shipped off to an old folks' home, paid for, wait for it, by floral and greeting card companies. What a story. What a life. I find Anna Jarvis so admirable. The same qualities that got her date on the calendar also were the same that pushed her against it. No matter what the floral and greeting card companies would like to pay me to say, and I'm gladly will take anything at this point, today we celebrate the Anna Jarvises in our world, the strong American women. That's what I see on my family tree, at least. It's the guys that tend to get the press, right? My grandfather or my dad wrote something, my Uncle Tim replaced somebody's knee, my Uncle Woody with a sermon at Lake Vista United Methodist Church that was memorable. But it's really the women, right? Not the whole behind every good man stands a better woman. I think that's a little dismissive of women in their own right. But the women on their own merits, with their own Anna Jarvis-like strength. My grandfather liked to shrug and say, "I just write about sports." He didn't run a small business of eight, cooking, cleaning, negotiating, and keeping the books, like my grandmother Dee Dee did. My other grandmother, my mother's mother, who turned 87 on Tuesday, a number to put on the page, but one that we know is completely meaningless, as she's one of those who will certainly outlive the next couple generations. I think today of my grandfather's sister, Patsy, calling a wedding off the day of, raising a family by working in the coroner's office after the one she ended up marrying died tragically young. My own mother, with her Catholic convert zeal still oozing as freshly as the day she received that confirmation oil. And today, tuning in from her assisted living convent from Oklahoma City, Mercy's sister and my grandmother's sister, Aunt Rita, who at 96 is still quick enough to let me know whenever the Facebook stream goes sideways. We all have some, hopefully many, to picture this Mother's Day, this Anna Jarvis Day, this day for strong American women. Maybe a funny thing to talk so much about when Jesus seems to spend so much time talking about the Father this morning. We hear strength in that word, that title, Father. But maybe there's more sensitivity there than we first would think. Our gospel reading from John's 14th chapter around the Last Supper table with Jesus is a popular one at funerals. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. I am the way and the truth and the life. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How do we find this way to the Father, the truth of Jesus as incarnate, enfleshed, suffering and glorified Son, the life of resurrection to place our hope on? Think again about these women that have come to mind. Not just that they were most likely the ones keeping us in the pew and on the straight and narrow to begin with, but that they're also the ones who can help us combine strength with sensitivity. There's a tenderness heavy in the air today. Ask Anna Jarvis, ask anyone on your list. Best of all, ask Jesus. In his words, we translate his Hebrew Abba to mean Father. That's not quite precise. It's really a diminutive term Jesus uses, a pet word, a familiar title. Insert better Daddy or Papa here to get a fuller sense. Jesus is leaving final, serious instructions, detailing his plan to draw closer to Daddy and to bring us along with him. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to Daddy except through me. Find the fittingness of Jesus' words today, of the relationship with God we're invited to, something strong and sensitive, something full of tenderness, something Anna Jarvis and all like her point to, something, I think, heavy in the air this Mother's Day morning.